Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Money at about 2:13. Just saw a story during that break that we are on pace, apparently, Memorial Day. Or Friday when we're on from Farley. We'll be checking it. Lowest gas prices in 20 years. That's what the projection is by heading into Memorial Day, the start of summer traffic and all the rest. So that's big news. That's real good stuff, energy. And we're just getting started on that. Will help drive down prices all over the place. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210 and you're in. Hit us on the side question too. We've been talking about a wide array of things, including immigration showdown is intensifying with Democrats, given what happened in Newark and given the decision to charge this congresswoman attacking ICE agents, cops, and others there in the red blazer. They let the mayor go. They said the misdemeanors dropped, but these are serious charges. Alina Haba and Pam Bondi involved. And she deserved, I mean, the tape is clear. How much more do we need on this? But the argument is that members of Congress, they can go anywhere they want, do anything they want. They don't have to ask permission or whatever. They're always doing their job. So if they want to come in and see something, they just burst in there, run over top of you. And we're waiting to see how it goes with Jeff Van Drew in the hearing this afternoon. His subcommittee on judiciary, they were going to bring this up, and we expect a lot of fireworks. But she's charged, and now we're going to see more pitch battles with Democrats. How in the world do they think they win on this issue? Well, they think, and you're going to see this tomorrow if Krasner wins, they're going to say, media is going to be looking for this narrative. You're taking on Trump. We're going to get physical with this. We're going to storm the ICE Center. Krasner calling out Trump constantly and anybody associated with Trump. That's the way to win. It inspires people. Democrats need to do more of this. And in the House, they're going to be more disruptive. That's what the thing, and they're going to blame it on Trump and on these charges against this congresswoman, who we're not sure if she's reported yet how that's playing out with this indictment. All right, one other thing. We spent a lot of time, and it was good time last year, with the debut of Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. And people don't follow. I mean, I love basketball, so I do follow the WNBA, sort of. And Clark was a phenom, if you remember, NCAA tournament a couple years ago, shooting from the logo, all those things associated with it. So here we go again. The WNBA is now investigating reports of racial slurs directed toward Angel Reese. And the WNBA is in a bubble of going back to the woke world and talking about taking real actions if they find people that said anything racial. This came about because the two of them, Reese and Caitlin Clark, played each other. And as a result of that, a hard foul. That's all. I mean, it's basketball. By Caitlin Clark, all hell broke loose. The thing I'm interested in, you're seeing that this play out in the sports media today. I think it's Griffith III, former quarterback in Washington, got hurt sadly. His wife, I think, is white. And as a result, he's being pilloried by others saying stuff like, well, he can't feel what Angel Reese feels. He can't identify with this. And he's a black man because his wife is white. We're still in this mode, even in the sports world, just every day, that people think that we haven't crossed this barrier. It works this way, that if you're slightly conservative or you're taking a different point of view, you're criticized that you can't understand because you made the choice to be with a white woman. It's just still stunning to me, not that people think that way, but that in the sports world, ESPNs and others, they still haven't gotten the memo that, you know, people want sports. I don't think they want this sort of intrigue and this sort of comments about a guy's wife. I'm hypersensitive about the wife thing. I always am. I mean, you just can't.
I do have audio from RG3 essentially saying what you're saying.
All right. And who is it that made the. It was another.
It's Ryan Clark.
Yeah, but Ryan. Yeah.
Former safety.
Yeah, former
all
safety.
All over ESPN now.
Yeah, all over. Yeah, they use him a lot. So, and here's RG3 talking about this and his wife.
I think all of you know there's a line in life that you just simply don't cross. Wives and children are always off limits. And Ryan Clark has sprinted past that line.
There's more if you want it.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit more.
Ryan Clark didn't like my sports take that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And that's fine. It's okay. It's part of the game. Sports media, I'm going to have an opinion. This person might not agree with it. That person might not agree with it. But what you don't do is turn around and personally attack me and my family just because you don't agree with a sports opinion that is purely based off the sport. I didn't make it personal. But what that really shows is just how low of a person Ryan Clark is.
One more?
Is there any challenge here? Or whatever, how's the end?
Ryan,
yeah.
You cross the line, man.
Yeah.
You made it personal and some. I really believe there should be no space in sports media for personal attacks. I've said it before, but certainly personal attacks against wife and children have always been off limits. Ryan, you attacked me and my family in a public forum on a level that shows just how low of a human being you are. You can disagree with me all you want. Challenge my takes. But keep my family and my wife out of it. That's a boundary that should always be respected, man. Always.
That's very thoughtful. And the thing I always center in, you know, the kids, usually you don't get that. I don't know if he said anything about his kids. But it's the wife part. And in this instance, how does a guy, how does ESPN, well, we know what they've become. How do they go with a guy who is, Dan's right, you know, how often this guy's on, can bring up the fact that it's not just the wife, that the wife is white. It's just stunning that this stuff goes on. But I'm amazed at all attacks on wives under any circumstance. It is out of bounds. I told you, Krasner with the judge. I said it to Roe, and she said, well, I don't know that he said, no, no, no. You bring up the wife at all here, and it's out of bounds. We used to universally, I think, say, you just can't do that. That's it. And a guy is given carte blanche to defend. You don't go past that boundary. He's being calm, thoughtful here, because he believes that Angel Reese just can't stand Caitlin Clark. I think a lot of these women can't stand her. They think she gets too much attention. She's not that. We've been through this a lot of times. And all I can tell you is objectively, I think she's really good. Should she be the face of the sport? Yeah, you can have a difference there. Is there somebody better who's black? And because of that, they're not the face of the sport quite the way that she is. Okay. But it devolves into bringing up that the wife is white.
I have the original audio of Ryan Clark.
Yeah, let's hear it. Thanks.
Intentionally hard foul. That's competitiveness. That's rivalry. That's not hate. And so now, though, when RG3 jumps on to the hate train or to the angry train, and now follows along with what we saw from Keith Olbermann, what we saw from Dave Portnoy, as they poured on to Angel Reese to make her the villain in Caitlin Clark's heroic or hero story.
Right.
The one thing we know about RG3 is he's not having conversations at his home about what black women have to endure in this country, about what young black women and athletes like Angel Reese have had to deal with being on the opposite side of Caitlin Clark's rise and ascension into stardom. Now, when you look at it, I think Asia Wilson is the face of the league. Asia Wilson is the best player in the league. Caitlin Clark is the most important player in the WNBA. And a ton of her fandom has come along with some racial bias or some racial pieces to why people love her so much. And so now, if you're RG3, when is the last time within your household you've had a conversation about what she's dealing with? You haven't been able to do that because in both of your marriages, you've been married to white women.
Oh, my God.
You haven't had opportunities to have those conversations to educate you on what they're feeling, what black women deal with, what they're seeing when they think of a young Angel Reese. And the whole time that he's mimicking Angel Reese and bobbing his head and moving his neck while he's doing this whole piece, his wife is in the back amening and clapping. And so to me, it's just another situation that now this young lady has to deal with.
Wow. See, it's not him. He's repugnant. And I couldn't commend RG3 more in the calm manner in which he went after it. I would have trouble doing that. It's people like ESPN allowing this type of, oh, it's freedom. This is America 2025. It's America 2025. And the whole thing is that I've always talked about all these years in talk radio. I once had a guy, Dan Henry, that I won't say who it is. He said, you can't be talking about this. This is when I first started out, was at WWDB. You just said interracial marriage is fine. He just couldn't believe it. He was white. It was like, what planet am I on?
Right.
So this is America years later, 2025. This is the major sports media, by and large, ESPN. They got a guy on there pointing out not just once, but twice he's been with white women. My God.
I should know that actually came from the Pivot podcast. It's Ryan Clark's own podcast.
Okay, it's his own podcast. But he's employed by ESPN, and he's bringing this into focus there, et cetera. Okay. Again, it's when you bring the wife in, it's bad. But when you go racial, that he's been married to two white women, that's it. He's out of bounds. He can't understand the black experience. We hear this with black conservatives all the time. It still plays out there. The Democrat Party sees with it. This guy, though, in sports media, which isn't supposed to be political, does. And the whole Caitlin Clark thing is an interesting debate. I get what he's saying about who the best player is, who the most important player is. I see what she does, though. I see what the skill level is. I think it's different. I think it's exceptional. Henry, do you see that, or do you think
she's totally up in the upper echelon of players. I do agree with his take that, you know, someone like Asia Wilson or maybe a Brianna Stewart's a little bit better than her at this stage, but she'll reach that time, you know, she'll reach that level at some point in time. What I think is really sad about this, though, is that you finally have this really good, you know, rivalry for women's basketball, and I feel like it's become such a polarized topic, you know, within the last few years, that it's just going to turn people off eventually, and then no one's going
to
care.
Well, to your point, I mean, was there a lot, Dom, a conversation between Bird versus Magic that was white versus black, like we're seeing here?
Not like this. No. I'd have to say no. It was maybe it was because Magic Johnson was universally accepted, or almost
a very likable personality.
But the whole thing. I think. I'm sure there's always a sliver of it, but no, it was just a great rivalry.
And that rivalry kind of reminds me of this one. Like, they're forever intertwined by the national championship game. You know, Angel Reese getting the upper hand over Kaitlyn.
Exactly.
And now Kaitlyn's going to earn her keep.
But the Women's League doesn't know how to get people to watch their product. They are just incredible.
You know how to get people to talk about it.
yeah, sort of. But I didn't know that Ryan Clark goes there and says, two white women. Oh, my God. All right. Krasner went there with the judge, and the judge responded. I have a thing about that, and I think we're losing something. If you bring the wife into it, then to me, it's no holds barred. Anything can happen. I believe in that. I don't know if you guys do. Maybe it's generational, but that's it. You bring the wife into that, and it's way out there. How in the world is that lost? That they don't tell Ryan, you got to shut up about the wife. You could argue with the guy all you want and can get heated. Can't bring the wife into it. And the fact that these are white women. It's as bad as it gets. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let's get to...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, we have a big prize today, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Jim Harvey, great food, seafood salad, as I always say. What's the question today?
Yeah, Don, today we're doing a film score, and we're going to ask what the film is that it comes from. The composer, Dom, Hans Zimmer, actually, before he went on to do the Pirates of the Caribbean theme and all the Christopher Nolan themes, Dark Knight Rise, or the entire Dark Knight trilogy. But, Dom, this has a local tie as well. We're going to ask for the name of the film that this song comes from. So here's a little sample of it. Set the mood, why don't we? All right, let's fade it down there, Henry. And back in the late 90s, Dom, a great series spurned out of a newspaper that's really gone downhill. That's the Philadelphia Inquirer, ahead of their time, producing a multimedia series, Dom, that delved into the stories of soldiers facing one of the most heated conflicts since Vietnam. So, Dom, a movie was then made about this multimedia series that was ahead of its time on the website and everything. And that movie, Dom, still to this day, hits some tones and really, really good stuff. So, Dom, we want to know, Hans Zimmer here composing, what movie with Philadelphia Inquirer ties does this come from?
All right, 855-839-1210. Get that, and you have a $50 gift card.
Oh, sorry. And related to the side question, Dom.
Yes.
It is based on a true story.
There you go. A $50 gift card, and that goes a long way. Great prices, great food at Gallo's on the Boulevard. 855-839-1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right. We're looking. This has inquired ties, you said. It has the media treatment we like of the big event, which was a true event.
Yeah, it's based on a true story, Dom. This comes from the Philadelphia Inquirer. It was turned into a film, and it started as, in the late 90s, a 29-part newspaper series that had a multimedia component that was far ahead of its time, that had notes, audio tapes, videos that kind of went along with it from the interviews from this individual who told a great story regarding these events, Dom.
All right, let's go to Bill in Center City. Bill, what is the film? What is the media treatment here, really? Yeah.
Black Hawk Down.
All right, very nice. One of the last good things the Inquirer did. Bill, I will put you on hold, and you are gone off to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com.
Yeah, Dom, featuring also a CD-ROM, an hour-long video. It was an audio-visual series all over the Inquirer's website done by Mark Bowden,
yes.
A 1997 story, then later turned into a film, 1999, done by Ridley Scott and composed by, what you're hearing here, Hans Zimmer. Congratulations.
Doesn't strike me as a Hans, not necessarily a Hans Zimmer soundtrack, but it doesn't sound like it's a war soundtrack. I feel like I'm in the Shire right now.
Yeah, it does sound like something out of Ireland, to be honest, not Somalia.
I interviewed him on it. He was great. And the Inquirer, you're right, was way ahead of their time for once in doing that.
And if you're not aware, it's the story of the capture of Somali faction leader Mohammed Farah Adid in 1993.
Okay, 855-839-1210, we got the side question. Some media treatment of some real thing that was very good, that was tremendous. One note, I happen to see, and I should have said it then, the New Jersey engineers, the New Jersey Transit was on strike. I don't know, Dan, if you've ever taken New Jersey Transit, at least recently. Ro and I did it one time because we had the time and it was a lot cheaper than training up to New York. The windows look like they literally have not been washed in years. I mean, you literally could not see out of the windows. And these people are asking for, they're really well paid. They're asking for enormous amounts of money. How can you get away with having windows that you can't see out of?
Yeah, it's gross. It's not as bad as SEPTA, I got to say. But so when I did Stern, a lot of times I would actually drive up to the Secaucus Exchange and then take the train in from there. And it was quite the adventure.
I bet they haven't been cleaned in months at a time. Well, when do they clean it? And you would think, come on. Same thing with SEPTA. You're right. I more expect SEPTA. What do you expect? New Jersey Transit, though, is more well-funded, et cetera. All right. By the way, the first Trump $1,000 self-deport flight was conducted by Department of Homeland Security. It was a voluntary flight, not an ICE enforcement flight. It took 64 people of Colombia and Honduras back to their home country. Now, you could say, well, that's a lot of money. No, it's cheap given what it takes to do this. So 64 people got $1,000 and self-deported through Department of Homeland Security. They received travel assistance, a $1,000 stipend, and preserved the possibility they could one day return to the United States legally. So every little bit helps with this. Self-deportation is one way to go. The other side constantly. Well, how's that going, Dom? Trump really hasn't deported a million people yet, has he? And then on the other hand, they scream due process as if it's a murder trial. So I would say, given all the obstacles, and now we see that the Supreme Court has said they could deport all the Venezuelans, 350,000, that Biden just allowed into the country on kind of a whim. You're going to see more of this. They're not relenting on it. And this self-deportation idea, hopefully, will catch on. You can say, well, come on, it's only 64 people that engage in this, that small potatoes. Well, it's a start. We'll see if the self-deportation, and you keep alive your option to come here legally at some point in the future. Let's go to Jennifer in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi. So I watched this movie in 2009. I had no idea who this person was, but I love Cuba Gooding Jr., and it was the Ben Carson story.
Yeah. What did you think of the depiction of Carson?
Like I said, I didn't even know who he was. I thought it was just amazing knowing that this happened in our lifetime, that
yep.
The first surgery to separate Siamese twins, you just kind of assume that it was, you know, it had been around, but
no, it's like, on,
wow.
It's
and
under,
he definitely is not celebrated the way he should be. I mean, we know why, but
yeah, no, that is a great one, Jennifer. Thank you. The Ben Carson's every time we
gifted
have Ben
hands.
Carson on, gifted hands. Thank you, Jennifer. That's a good one. I'm glad you think they treated it well. You know, when you meet Carson, or we have had him on, I think 30, 40 times over the years. He's self-effacing. You just don't get the sense of how did this guy do it? Then you come back to, he's got to be incredibly gifted. But it's also, you start to believe in higher powers here to be able to do the things that he did. And I think one time he talked about it at length with me, one of the surgeries. And it's shocking just to have the ability with the ability to move in that path and to engage in this. It's incredible. All right, that's what we're looking for. Some media treatment, song, book, movie, whatever it might be, that you think really got a true story right, that it was entertaining, interesting, maybe even inspirational. The Ben Carson one, very much underplayed. Speaking of underplayed, a couple of things to tell you that have happened today, as far as I can tell. We're seeing movement with the Republicans on this big bill. If this goes through, this will be incredible, particularly if it goes through in the way that a lot of us would like to see it go through. The reforms that are in here, the tax cuts that are in here, the things like school choice. And the formula here in school choice is that people would be able to pay into a fund that essentially would help relieve their federal income tax. And that funding, up to $5 billion, would go to kids to make choice across the country to choose a school. And it would be federal. It wouldn't be state by state. This is national, what's happening here. So in other words, if you are in a state like Pennsylvania that deeply wants school choice and needs school choice, and a guy like Shapiro and a few Democrats block your civil right toward that, this would trump it, so to speak, and you would have it. It's very underplayed. I'm watching it closely. There are several things in here that we don't know how they're going to end up. But I guess I would go along with the bill in the end. But I can't stomach this salt stuff with these guys holding out for 40,000 plus. And their starting point was 64 single filer. And let's see, it would be 64 single and 124 joint file. Imagine being able to take $124,000 off your federal income tax if they got their way. New York, Illinois, California, etc. That's their starting point. So this is not going to be easy. Then it's got to go to the Senate, which is more difficult. Now, the advantage is Trump is on this. And I think some of these guys could be defiant. Massey might be one. Some of them I might agree with. But in the end, a greater good is if we get most of these things that are in the bill, it will be revolutionary. It will be huge. And it will work for the average American. It will be promises kept. Politically, it will play toward the midterms. Democrats know this. They will do anything to stop it. And some of these reluctant Republicans, God knows what it is that you're going to have to give them. But I wouldn't give these people, the salt people, I'm not giving them $40,000. So that's the question. Would you give them what they want? Or are we just going to be able to threaten them? Well, if you don't go for this, you know what's going to happen to you. Will they capitulate then? They seem to be, even Jeff Van Drew, when he was on, wanted $30,000. I get the pressure on the Jersey reps. People in Jersey are serious. They've had it. Property taxes. We had a guy call in exit taxes. They love living in Jersey. It's got a real sense of place. I get it. Philadelphia, to me, has that sense of place. I'm insane to continue to live here. Dan moved back to Jersey. I mean, that's a real rolling the dice. Well, Maisie is strictly from Jersey, so there was that.
She's a Jersey girl through and through.
Yeah, when you was
born
that,
and raised.
Was
yeah.
that the deciding factor?
No. I just we know the area. You know,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Also, I grew up in Cherry Hill, so
that's right.
Kinda,
I know that.
It's kind of the
and Jersey
general.
Actually has a sense of place.
Yes,
it's not these blah places at all. And these progressive politicians, they know that we've been through this. People don't want to move. I get that. But how do we have to bail you out with $40,000 to take off on federal taxes? I think it could land at that. Would I sign off if I were in Congress? I'd have a lot of difficulty signing off. But if you don't, look at what's going to happen. They're not going to get it through. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, it's so important to make sure that our families have all the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. It's a lot of news about drinking water these days. The water is the issue. Just put that aside. Do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They will put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home. They'll test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. They love the water test, showing you the impurities coming out. So just contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or call them at 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, it is Dom time. Not much more on the Biden front today as far as any more shocking things of what we've known. But the one to watch and watch with the Inquirer is Josh Shapiro. The Inquirer today going all out in the usual sycophants. Well, we tried to warn Biden. They had coffee together during the campaign. He didn't say anything publicly. He talked about how fit and confident and how well Biden was doing. Then he tells the Inquirer, he got him aside and told him, things are deteriorating for you here. This was even after the debate in Pennsylvania. And for that, they're giving an exit here for Josh Shapiro, who was one of the boosters of Biden, stood there telling you everything was all right. Even pretty much after the debate, didn't say a whole lot. Never directly condemned. They're allowing him to say, well, he was telling you that privately, and Dr. Joe Biden said, time to go. We got to get in the motorcade now. So this will be the game, and Shapiro is particularly one that looks to be the top three or four of their nominees. Of how will he slither through this whole thing? How will he escape that kind of scrutiny? Well, that's what the line is. That's what they're going to go back to and say, yeah, he did his thing there. As far as Jake Tapper and the book, I think we could get him on. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go through anymore. It's obvious. He did not call this out. I remember several interviews with Dr. Jill Biden. There was none of that. And it's amazing that they can write a book on this, make money doing what they didn't do then and calling out essentially everybody else and saying, yeah, they weren't a shining star, but they weren't horrible in this whole thing. And I have to say the cancer thing has kind of jockeyed for the narrative here at this point. But really, doesn't it indicate even more the cover-up and what was going on here with Biden? It's even worse in the end. And people are not going to forget about this. It's obvious. They're not going to be able to get past this for quite a while. There has to be a reckoning. They don't want to have a reckoning on this. We haven't gotten past COVID. I see new Trump regulations today, much better on COVID, recommendations for who should get COVID shots, etc. So things are in play as we're speaking right now. And we're going to monitor each day. Tomorrow's a big day with the big, beautiful bill. But Friday will be the day we might even see a vote on it. We're hoping to get on Jeff Andrew and some others as this moves forward. All right, let's go to Mike and Pittman here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Good show.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, look, getting to the side question. 1976, I was in boot camp, and this kid introduced me to the song Hurricane by Bob Dylan.
Right.
Tells the story dead on. It's about 8 minutes long, but it's a listen. It's a good listen.
And that's Reuben Hurricane Carter.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It was re-brought up, what, 10, 15 years ago with Denzel?
Yes, the film. Yeah,
yeah, it's a definite, definite, dead on, tells the whole story right on.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I'm aware of the film, and I think, yeah, I remember Dylan the song, too. Robert and Ben Salem. First of all, here's a little bit of Tom Homan on Representative MacIver. We're wondering what's happening with Jeff Van Drew today on this. MacIver is the one in the red blazer storming the ramparts, trying to break through the line of ICE agents, one of them a female and all. It's clear. We see the tape. We know what she did. She didn't care. She knew who she was assaulting. Here's Homan on it.
Like, they have a right to be there for oversight, but there's a proper way to do it. Forcing your way in the facility, putting hands on an ICE officer is not the way to do it. So I think she was out of line. I've seen the videotape. I've seen six or seven different videotapes. They show her acting unprofessionally. These are the same people who, for 4 years, are saying President Trump wasn't above the law. Well, either is she. There's a line you can't cross, and I think she crossed it. Now, I'll leave it up to the Alina Haba, the prosecutor who's handling this case, to prove the case. But the video makes it clear to me that she wasn't being professional that day. She certainly didn't act like a member of Congress. She certainly could have requested a tour. They give tours all the time. And if she got the tour, and many people have had the tour since, they've seen a grade A facility, the highest attention standards in the industry, that puts to shame any facility, county or state, that New Jersey has. So it was politics over public safety. That's a facility where the worst of the worst are housed. We can't lose control of that facility. For her actions, cause a ruckus at that facility, makes that facility unsafe.
All right, there's Tom Homan. Dan and I saw him, and Dan, he's a guy who's doing a lot. Yeah, I think you agree with me. He looks perpetually tired. We saw him up close when we were at the White House, and he looks to me kind of worn out, telling me this guy is all over the place constantly. And he is the point person, and Trump made the right choice with him. Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Kudos to Dan on a great answer to the side question. I really like that answer.
Okay.
But I'm lockstep with you as far as the salt reductions go, Dom. But, I mean, lockstep. I'm further than you. I don't think there should be any reductions from your federal taxes for state and local taxes. You need to deal with your government on that.
I could go your way on that, but imagine their starting point, Robert. I wrote it down. What a nugget. $62K for single, $124 they want it for joint. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's total income for a whole lot of people.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's all it is a transfer of wealth. Why should us federal taxpayers have to foot the bill for the bad policies of the blue states that are taking advantage of this? I mean, that's not even I don't even understand why it's even a question, but I suspect it's going to be something that we're going to have to eat in order to accomplish the bigger goals. And with that in mind, I can roll with it as long as it's reasonable, but I don't like it. But everything.
Yeah, I agree. What's a reasonable figure? I can't go 40.
I'd say maybe 30 top 30. Then that way it won't adversely help rich people, but it would still help people that are kind of on the margins, you know, upper middle class and whatnot,
given
their local taxes.
Yeah.
I'm sympathetic to it, but I'm looking forward to the bill anyway, Don, because I think it's going to be a huge, huge step. As far as the side question goes, I think I misinterpreted what you were looking for, because my answer was an actual reporter reporting something that he was watching.
Yeah.
But if I can go ahead with a media type thing, I would have to go with a song, and it would be The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, because I think it tells that story in a very graphic and poignant way.
Well,
so
you chose a great one because Henry took that off. That was his, yeah.
Oh, what? Edmund Fitzgerald? Okay, well, then I'll stay with Hindenburg because they did make a movie about it, but I was locked in on the reporter that was reporting it as he's watching it. Oh, the humanity echoes throughout the ages. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Thank you, Robert. Trump danced to YMCA for the kids at the White House. Oh, man. sons
do
and daughters do.
Van Drew on MacGyver.
Yes. Finally, we got to the hearings.
Yeah, just,
the
hearings
the
just started about 10 minutes ago, and he just hit this about, about that time.
Yeah.
That's why this hearing matters. From New York to California, local politicians are actively working to undermine federal immigration enforcement. Perhaps the most egregious effort is in my home state, the great state of New Jersey. And we're going to play a quick video now showing this. Our city status any drastically expanded.
Sorry, just going to the end of the video, and here's where Van Drew continues.
On May 1st, Delaney Hall, a 1,000-bed detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, was officially reopened. It houses illegal aliens charged with crimes like rape, murder, burglary, and weapons offenses. Facilities like Delaney Hall are desperately needed to help prevent dangerous criminal aliens from remaining on our streets, on your streets. The reopening of Delaney drastically expanded ICE's detention capacity in the Northeast and enhanced the agency's ability to manage the increasing number of enforcement and removal operations of illegal aliens in our country. Despite the severity of their crimes and illegal status in our country, those being detained at Delaney Hall are treated with dignity and are housed in a facility that exceeds the standards of many of our own U.S. prisons. It has clean dorms. It has indoor and outdoor recreation areas. It has mental services, mental health services, and medical services. It has phones, webcams, and consular access. And yet from the moment Delaney Hall was reauthorized to operate as a detention facility, it has been under constant, relentless political assault.
Okay, thank you.
Local officials.
Thank you, Dan. So there will be a fire, and we'll have all that tomorrow. There will be people. The Democrats have promised they're not going to let this go, even though everything he said there is completely accurate.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett was the first one to respond.
Oh, God. All right. Do we have that? Yes.
You know, I have my prepared remarks, and we're going to get to them at some point. But there was a lot that was said, including the fact that Delaney Hall is something that was opened up under Obama, and seemingly the mayor at the time did not have issues with Delaney Hall. I can tell you that there was a point in time in which Alcatraz was open as well, and there seemingly weren't
Alcatraz.
Any issues. The fact is, as the mayor of any city, I want to be clear that there is a duty. And that duty is to make sure that any and every building that is opened in that city is up to code. So just because something may have been up to code in 2008 doesn't mean that in 2025 that it was up to code. And there are those that should respect the authority of the city in which they are operating in. And somehow, during the later hours of last night, we saw that while the mayor had been unlawfully charged, those charges ended up being dropped. The mayor of the largest city in the state of New Jersey was charged with criminal trespass. Now, we have video footage, and I'm not going to play it, but we have video footage of
We'll have full tomorrow. You can imagine Van Drew and Jasmine Crockett. Oh, my God. Lightning round is next, though, here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, hit us with that media treatment, of any kind of media treatment of a real event, a real story. Let's go to Charlie in Orland, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Charlie. What's yours?
Hi, the Secretariat movie.
All right, I don't know the Secretariat movie. What made you say that one? What is it that grabbed you about it?
It's the story of Secretariat when he was born, how they had the coin flip to see who got which mayor, and they lost the coin flip, but their mayor produced the Secretariat, and the father died, and the farm was going bankrupt, and Mrs. Tweedy made a deal that if Secretariat would win the Triple Crown, the syndicate would buy it for $6 million, but it had to win the Triple Crown.
Gotcha. A lot of pressure on Secretariat, laughing at the other horses. I know you can't even compare Secretariat to anything I've ever seen. Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, real quick. I'm glad you brought up the Magic Bird connection.
Right.
Because that's where the NBA blows it. The NBA and the Associated WNBA, they could have matched two. They could have talked to those two female players, and they could have brought a match together that could have really bolstered instead of let them complain about their lack of pay. They could have really built a personality in the WNBA, and they blew it.
I would agree. It's an ill-run league, and they finally have some players that people recognize for a lot of reasons. They still can't do it.
That was a blessing, Dom. It was a blessing. Come their way.
Yeah.
They totally blew that opportunity. The NBA is it's just a cheap facsimile of what it used to be anyway. My side answer, and I watched this my freshman year in my dorm in college, and they keep talking about how accurate it was when the coach, who doesn't get a gold medal, walked away and was asked, why are you walking away from your team after they won the gold medal? And he said, this is about these guys, not me. That was Herb Brooks, and it was the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah. Beating the Russians back when that really meant, boy, I missed the Russians as the opponent. You know, you can't. The Chinese, I need the Russians.
Tell them to stop doping then.
Yeah, particularly in basketball. I need the Russians there to be squaring off with us. You want to run right over top of them. All right, Dan, who did you like out of this today?
I liked Miracle. I liked Brian's song. But I think the one that actually caused the most conversation in our YouTube chat was the Ben Carson story, believe it or not.
Wow, yeah. On YouTube, yeah?
Yeah?
That woman hit a chord with that because she didn't know about it. Then she went, what? Why is this so underplayed? Henry, how about you?
Yeah, I'll stick with that. I like Gifted Hands as the best answer today.
All right. I can go with Ben Carson anytime with Dr. Carson. And when you talk with him, you're thinking, this guy, he just is down-to-earth, self-effacing.
Crazy what the guy's done.
Yeah, it is the most stunning thing imaginable. All right. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210. You heard Jeff Andrew, Jasmine Crockett, oh my God, on this issue in which Democrats have said they will disrupt everything. We'll have that. And I think it's Scott Perry on tomorrow, right? He's tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure. I think Perry then.
Yeah, and Perry is the Freedom Caucus, et cetera. He'll take you inside the bill to let us know what he thinks. I get Robert's call. In the end, there's going to be a lot of grand compromising, but we can't go enormous amounts with the salt thing. Think of Newsom and running California. We're going to give them 40, 50, 60,000 off their federal income tax. I don't think so. All right. Rich, he always got four big hours coming up to break through all this with a lot of stuff breaking. Thanks to Dan and Henry. We'll see you tomorrow, noon until 3. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.